The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Very busy this afternoon. Lots of breaking news coming in from lots of different directions. Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top story.
Well, as you just heard in Aaron's newscast, the CDC, just in the last hour, has said in an effort to get America back to normal. Normal. I don't know if we're going to see normal the next 4 years. But anyway, pre-pandemic, I should say. To get America back to pre-pandemic, the new CDC guidance says if you're vaccinated, you do not need masks indoors or outdoors. No masks! You know what that means for you and for me?
I'm free.
Yeah! Oh, I hate those masks. Okay, so that's the news nationally, but will Jay Inslee go along with it? At least one governor has already announced that they will not relax. This is Pennsylvania. They are not going to relax the indoor mask guidelines until 70% of the state is vaccinated. Now, given the craziness with which Jay Inslee has approached all of this, or daddy will probably say, no, grocery stores, businesses, banks, whatever, they can still mandate masks, even though the CDC has relaxed the guidelines for those of us who are vaccinated. The CDC director says, if you're vaccinated, even if you get COVID, you just don't get sick.
We know that in the rare event that people get infected after a vaccine, the resulting infection is more likely to have a lower viral load, be shorter in duration, and likely less risk to participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
So we'll see what Governor Inslee says. He has a press conference at 2:30. We're going to bring you that live, at least the beginning of that press conference, because we have to get these masks off our kids who are playing basketball right now or running track. It's crazy what we have been doing to kids and adults. I mean, it's about time they came out with this.
We have all longed for this moment, when we can get back to some sense of normalcy. Based on the continuing downward trajectory of cases, the scientific data on the performance of our vaccines, and our understanding of how the virus spreads, that moment has come for those who are fully vaccinated.
Okay, but the CDC also had a message for the unvaccinated.
The science is also very clear about unvaccinated people. You remain at risk of mild or severe illness, of death, or of spreading the disease to others. You should still mask, and you should get vaccinated right away.
And, you know, as I said, they had been telling us for months and months and months that even before the vaccine was approved, they said the vaccine will be free to everybody. And, of course, free means that somebody else is just paying for it, and we as taxpayers eventually will. But a couple days ago, my insurance company that I have through Cairo, they got billed for the vaccine. So, look, this is, understand, this means billions and billions and billions of dollars to the pharmaceutical industry. I'm not anti-vax, but as little trust as the pharmaceutical industry has with the American people, you know, they have worked desperately. You know, they've been as bad as the cigarette companies in the 70s. When cigarette companies were trying to get everyone hooked, and so many of them got cancer, or still getting cancer. With pharmaceutical companies in the 2000s, they've tried desperately and worked with doctors and given doctors kickbacks to try to get everybody hooked on opiates in the country. And government has zero trust. So this notion that we should just give blind trust to an alliance of government and pharmaceutical companies, it doesn't make any sense to me at all. But if you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, don't. And I would not vaccinate a 12-year-old kid, as they're trying to mandate in our schools now. All right, next up in the big lead.
The big lead update.
Yesterday, I talked to a restaurant owner down in Port Orchard. The restaurant's called That One Place. He was open in defiance of Governor Inslee's orders, and a couple hundred people called the state's tattletale line, the snitch line that Jay Inslee set up so people could report businesses. One of the women who reported this restaurant, you give your name, you can get your phone number, your email address, and the owner of the restaurant posted the names and contact info for all the people who had ratted him out. And he said, oh, that's just so the public could know who not to trust in our community. But one woman named Cynthia, she'd been getting all kinds of harassing phone calls. Cynthia's son went into the restaurant, and the owner, Craig Kennedy, told me yesterday this is what happened. Her son went into your restaurant and tore down the names and lists that you had posted. Is that right?
Yes, sir. He pulled up and left his car running at the front door, came in and screamed a bunch of swear words at my manager and grabbed it and ran out to his car and took off.
Screamed a bunch of swear words. Well, Cynthia's son, who did that, his name's Ben, he contacted me right after the show yesterday, and he said, that is not at all what happened. And he says he has a police report to back it up. So to give equal time, I'm going to talk to the guy who ripped down the list of people who reported this restaurant. I'll talk to him right after the news at 12:30 this afternoon. Next up in the big lead.
The big lead, Bizarro World.
I want you to know, we've been talking about critical race theory a lot, and this is the most racist propaganda in our lifetime. You know, things were horrible back in the early 60s with racist propaganda in the schools, but critical race theory is the most racist propaganda since then, and it is destroying the fabric of kids' minds, and they're learning such crazy stuff. But what it's doing is it's tearing kids apart from each other, because the message is you are either a bully or a victim. You're either the oppressed or the oppressor. And they're pitting white kids against black kids. And they're trying to create as much hatred between children as they possibly can. Let me give you another example of critical race theory in our schools. Jason Rantz, who you can hear every afternoon on our sister station, 770 KTTH. Jason has a story up on My Northwest. He got a recent critical race training session in the Edmonds School District. I couldn't believe what's in this training session. They have a list of pronouns that staff has been offered to use for all kids instead of he, she, him, her. So here are the pronouns that this critical race theory propaganda is telling teachers they can use instead of the English language. They include who, and when I say who, I'm not talking about nah, not that who. H-U is a pronoun, according to the Edmonds School propaganda. H-U, who. You can also use fae. I don't know how to pronounce any of these. I'm just assuming. F-A-E is now a pronoun for the boys and girls at school. Just the letter E is a pronoun. Or, and this is appropriate since I'm wearing an eye patch now, I is a pronoun. Can you imagine? If I was wearing my eye patch and I saw a little kid and I went, "Aye!" Can you imagine what they would think? EY is now a pronoun that you should use. Those are the subject pronouns. And then they give a lot of alternatives to he and she. So one of them is Z, Z-E, her, but not H-E-R. That would be sexist. H-I-R is somehow acceptable in this the insanity that is critical race theory. So instead of saying himself or herself, you're supposed to say herself. But you spell it H-I-R. And then everything will be better. Then we'll all come together as a community. If you stop saying herself and start saying herself, that'll make everything better. Here's another one. Z-E-Z-I-R, Zer. Or you can say, instead of himself or herself, Zerself. I mean, this is just crazy. I mean, literally, it's crazy. You can also say the letter E, or as I said, I, M, not the letter M, E-M, not the groaning in pain, but E-I-R. So they recommend that you say herself or M-self. You know, get your kids out of the Edmonds School District, would you? If you live up in Edmonds, would you please get your kids out? Jeez. Or you can use who, and as I said, not these guys here. Yeah. No, who, H-U, hum, no, that not that hum, H-U-M, hum, or hus. So instead of herself or hisself, you say husself. And then finally, Faye, F-A-E, fair, not Puyallup, F-A-E-R, so you can say fair self for the boys and girls. Now, I don't know what the difference is between H-I-R, her, and zer. I don't know the difference between hum or I. All I know, as Jason wrote, it's nonsensical, confusing advice. It is what happens when you let the radical left get control. And as I said, I talked about this a little bit yesterday. I predicted this last summer many, many, many times. I said the first move of this radical leftist movement is to get control of our police departments. And they're succeeding. In many major cities, including Seattle, they have reduced the funding of police departments, and the murder rates in all of those major cities that have somewhat defunded the police has gone through the roof. So that was the first step of the radicals. Get control of the police, get more criminals on the streets, cause more chaos that way. And I told you last summer, their next target will be your kids, the schools, because they have teachers, administrators, and wacky school boards who are willing to go along with calling a boy or a girl hum or fair. It's really something to watch. And it's playing out on almost the exact timetable. I told you, I thought it was going to happen next school year because that's when most kids in September would be back in school. But it's happening faster than I thought because absolute radical, you know, comes from Olympia telling the parents to lie about your child's birth date so 12-year-olds can get vaccinated sooner. Bellingham saying that it's fine for first grade teachers to read transgender books to 5 and 6 year olds, and that the school board president has an all ages sex shop. Puyallup, where they say they condemn hatred, but they sit silently about hatred towards their Christian students. And we're seeing this all around our region. And they've come after our schools, and so far they're winning until we stop this nonsense. And that is your Big Lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Down to Port Orchard we will go. Yesterday, a restaurant owner took a shot at a guy who tore down a sign of people who had reported the restaurant. The man who did it says the restaurant owner lied about him. So I'll talk to that guy. Ben, next, here on the Dory Monson Show. Well, if you were listening to our show yesterday, we talked with a restaurant owner in Port Orchard. He stayed open in defiance of the governor's order, and he had a lot of people who complained about that to a state hotline, and he got, through a public records request, the names, phone numbers, emails of many of the people who ratted him out to the state. And one of them was a woman. He told us about how her son came into the restaurant, ripped down a poster, swore at his employees, and that son is Benjamin Landry, who reached out to me right after that interview yesterday and said that he heard some lies about him. And so we welcome Ben to the show. Ben, I appreciate you coming on with me, and thanks for reaching out yesterday.
Yeah, not a problem, Dory. Yeah, it was interesting hearing him on the air. As I told you before we started recording the call, I've been listening for years, and so I was listening, and I thought it would be, you know, interesting to hear another one of his takes on the scenario. And there were a few things that were problematic, to say the least, but my interaction with his employees and the patrons within the restaurant when I went in there to and eventually took down the poster, that was completely fabricated, other than the fact that I took the poster down.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, he said that you came in and swore. I think he said you had some expletives for his employees as you tore down the poster and left your car running while you tore it down and then took it out. And this is the poster that had all the names posted, including the name of your mom. So you heard what Craig Candy said yesterday. So tell me how it went down from your perspective when you went to take the poster.
Well, I mean, it's not just from my perspective. It's from the police report as well.
Okay.
I initially was only going in there to take a picture of the list, simply because we didn't even know about it. My mom had been getting phone calls while she was at work for months, and for a couple months now. And we had no idea why, until Jillian over at Cairo 7 got in contact with us and said, "Hey, there's this list. Did you know about it?" And it was that day that I went into that one place. And my only goal was to take pictures of it, because that's what was asked of me, to, you know, just take pictures. And that way we could know who all was on the list and what exact information of my mom's was on there. I knew at least her email address was, or phone number, I mean. So I went in there, and it turned out to be her name, email address, and phone number. And I went in there just calm, you know, just kind of just as a normal customer, had my mask on. I was talking to the waitress about milkshakes. And then I went over and looked at the list, and I asked her about it. I asked, "Hey, what's up with this list?" Because I wanted to get her opinion. And she said, "Oh, well, that's the tattletale list. That's the list of people who reported us for COVID violations." And I was like, "Oh, wow, don't you think that's a little petty? You know, like just putting up people's personal information?" And then that's when I informed her what doxing was. And she said, "Well, the people, knew what they were getting themselves into when they when they report it, they deserve, you know, whatever happens.
Yeah.
And the moment I heard they deserve it, and knowing that my mom has been an in-home healthcare provider for 20 years in our community, took care of my grandmother for, you know, over 10 years, has taken care of many people within our community, including now, knowing that she's getting these phone calls of hate, calling her, you know, a stupid B word, a dirty, you know, whore, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then that waitress saying that she deserves that.
Right.
Yeah, well, I got mad, but yeah, I didn't get verbal, and I took the poster down, and I silently walked out to my car, which was parked in the spot, and I left.
Okay. So, you know, and when Craig was telling me about this, if you listen to the interview, I started laughing at him when he said, well, I put up a disclaimer and said, you know, told people don't harass the people on this list. And I said, Craig, obviously, you and I both know why you put it up. And so, you know, that was the one part where, you know, I called him out on being disingenuous. So what do you think about what the waitress said? What Craig says, though, that it is a public record. It's publicly available. People who complain about businesses that were in violation, and he has a right, just as your mom had a right to report him. He has a right to let people know that your mom was one of the people who reported him.
Yeah. And that is definitely a way of looking at your civil liberties. You know, that's fine. You have the right to, you have the legal ability to, so whatever, you can do it. That's not what I'm upset about in that situation. What I'm upset about is, as you pointed out, he has this attitude about him that is like, oh, no, whatever happens, I don't want anything to happen, but whatever does isn't my obligation. And yet, he has to know that putting something up like that is going to cause those issues. And yeah, he has the right to put it up, but those other people that are now calling the people on the list and harassing them, they wouldn't have done that if, you know, they wouldn't have taken it into their own, you know, of their own accord and yeah, gotten that information from the state. He gave them that ammunition. He said, hey guys, here's a bunch of bullets. Now use your phones and go do whatever you want to these people. That's what he was. He was, you know, Pontius Pilate washing his hands of it, and that's not how things like this work.
Well, I mean, I thought Cairo 7 did a really good job, because Craig told them, he said, I don't believe that any of these people have been harassed. And in fact, Jillian, who called you, is a friend of mine, and I texted her yesterday and told her what a good job I thought they did with the story, because then they tracked down one of the guys who called your mom and got him on tape saying, yeah, I called her and I, you know, I was ticked off at what she did, and I don't think people should be ratting out their neighbors and these businesses. But you know, that was another case where, you know, Craig said he didn't believe this was happening, but our news partners there at Channel 7, they proved that it was, and they talked to a guy who called and harassed your mom.
Well, and exactly. So not only in that news report did Craig straight up say, show me proof, I bet you can't. And then there were multiple points of proof. But then on your show yesterday, he said, well, that lady, she's the one that's lying, nobody harassed her. When the guy who confirmed to be a harasser directly harassed her. They got his phone number from my mother.
Yeah.
So Craig is just talking himself into a circle of lies. He has put all over local, you know, Facebook and stuff that I did all these things as well, screaming and yelling and was saying expletives. No, I released the security camera footage of when I was in there. I've told him this many times, like, please do it. I give consent, because literally nothing happened. And also, the police officer did not come to my home, as Craig stated. He called me. We had a phone conversation. I said, yeah, I'll bring it back. Definitely, officer. Thanks for handling this way. And then I drove all the way back from Bremerton during shipyard traffic to go back to that one place in Port Orchard and drop off a crumpled up piece of paper.
Right.
Well, it was ridiculous.
I'll be interested now that I've talked to you and I've gotten, you know, both sides of, you know, like you said, your perspective, you say, is also in the police report. I've not seen the police report, but I got to tell you, Ben, after I talked to Craig yesterday, I asked for texters to tell me, who do you support, the restaurant owner or the people who complained about him to the state hotline? 95% of my texters were in favor of Craig and against your mom and a couple hundred others ratting him out. And so, you know, what do you want to say?
95% of your audience is going to align in that direction, Dory. You know your demographic. I do, too. I've been listening to you for years.
Yeah, no, and you told me that, and I appreciate it. I'm glad you're a listener. Well, I don't know. I mean, not 95%. I rarely, Ben, I get people who call and challenge me on almost everything I say or text me. But this was as close to unanimous as I've ever seen. It was very strange.
I totally get why directly your demographic being very libertarian heavy, libertarian and conservative heavy, is... And in this case, we're dealing with a business issue, which is going to fall very, very heavily into both of those camps.
Yeah.
To where it's a private business doing their you know, private business. You know, they have the right to release this information. I get that. That's why it's so favorable with your demographic. But yeah, what they're not realizing is the human aspect of it, of the things that are happening to these people that were simply doing what they thought was right. You might not agree, you as in the audience, might not agree that reporting these businesses was right. Yes, they had employees that they had to employ. But that's why unemployment benefits were expanded. That's why people got more money, because we, as in the royal, knew that people were going to get screwed over by this pandemic and by the need to shut things down so as not to spread it. That's where the reporting was coming from, was simply from the fact, like, I don't want there to be a super spreading event at this location because there's 50 people packed in here right now, you know, and it was just, that's where it's coming from. So okay, the human aspect is something that's being completely disregarded.
That's all very fair points. You know, I'll grant you all that, Ben. But, and you know, my perspective, and I said this, I don't like the state reporting hotline. I don't like neighbors, you know, ratting out neighbors to Jay Inslee and state government. I just, as I said yesterday, that doesn't sound like America to me. But
what's worse? Ratting out a business to the state government anonymously was what people thought, or directly putting people in harm's way by putting their personal information out there for unknown factors to get a hold of.
Right. I understand that. I understand that. I just don't understand reporting the restaurant in the first place, because there have been no super spreader events connected to any of these restaurants that stayed open. And it is my viewpoint, and, you know, the libertarian in me, as you said, that people should be free to make up their own minds. If they want to go to the open restaurant, go. If you don't want to go because you think the risk is too great, don't go. I just think government has been far too heavy-handed in all of this. But I also don't
Most
think
definitely.
People should be going after your mom for what she did. I'm absolutely with you on that.
Well, and all these people were doing, the people that reported, all they were doing was following health guidelines from health officials. What these businesses should do is point out exactly what you just said. Hey, there were no super spreader events at my restaurant, and we can prove that. Why am I getting $132,000 in fines? And fight those fines using those facts and logic. Don't attack the people who thought they were doing the right thing.
Got it. Ben, I'm really glad you contacted me. I'm really glad you came on with me today.
Yeah, thank you. You have a good rest of your day.
Okay, all right. That is Ben, the son of one of the women who has been attacked for reporting the restaurant named That One Place in Port Orchard. Okay, you've heard another perspective on this. What do you think? Text me at 98973. Lots more to come on The Dory Monson Show. Well, if you missed the news right at the beginning of the show, the CDC announced today that they are relaxing guidelines for mask wearing. If you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask indoors or outdoors. Now, this shows you just how clueless our state has been about everything. Listener Craig just emailed me, and he said, Dory, check this out. The Washington State Department of Health sent out the school opening guidelines for next school year, requiring universal masking indoors and out, plus physical distancing. And he sent me a link. And indeed, the Washington Department of Health, on the same day that the CDC says you don't need to wear masks inside or out if you're vaccinated. You know, the schools are trying to get all the kids vaccinated. So in what they just sent out, they said all students and school personnel must wear a cloth face covering at school when indoors as well as when outdoors, when a minimum of 6 feet distancing cannot be maintained. They're just making stuff up in our state. Jay Inslee and our State Department of Health, why would they send that out when they've been saying we're trying to get kids vaccinated, which I think's a bad idea, but they're trying to get kids vaccinated. And then just as the nation says, take your masks off if you're vaccinated, the state of Washington says, you're going to have to keep your masks on inside and out if you go back to school in the fall. Everything they are doing is flying by the seat of their pants. It is completely made up with absolutely no health data to back up the data daddy. It's amazing. Jay Inslee has a press conference. We'll carry it because I think everybody's curious what's going to happen to us with this new national guideline. But as I said, at least one governor in Pennsylvania said that until 70% of the population is vaccinated, they're going to keep their mask guidelines. My guess is Jay Inslee would likely do something similar. But as I said, he's all over the board and he doesn't have anything to back up what he's doing. And then you got the president, man. Oh, man. Joe Biden. He was asked about the Republican infighting, and I will tell you, I can't think of a political story more boring than Liz Cheney. I tried to get up to date. It's just boring. But they asked, MSNBC asked the president what he thought about the Republican infighting, Liz Cheney, Kevin McCarthy. Listen to what Joe Biden said.
The Liz Cheney McCarthy thing is above my pay grade. I mean, I have enough trouble figuring out my own party all the time, let alone the Republicans.
It's above my pay grade. You're the president of the United States. Nothing is supposed to be above you. He also, I'll play you audio. He also again said today that he's not supposed to talk to reporters. They've put him on a tight leash and that he's going to get in trouble for answering reporters' questions. I'll play that audio a little bit later in the show. But more evidence that we have a president with real cognitive problems. And all while we have runaway inflation, gas lines, horrible job numbers, war in the Middle East. Okay, we'll talk about all of this as the Dory Monson Show rolls on.